Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 26th of August. Crude oil prices have declined again on reports that Iran and Oman have agreed a route for shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. This would not of itself signal a reopening of the strait, but it does signal that Iran is willing to consider reopening the strait. Investors are already assuming that future Iranian control will incur some kind of additional cost, but that cost will not be so significant as to create an economic issue. It's worth noting that this summer's decline in crude oil prices has not been matched by refined oil prices. The retail price of gasoline in the States remains elevated at comfortably over $4 per US gallon, the same level as in the early weeks of the war. That will continue to affect consumers' inflation experience and, perhaps more important, their perceptions of inflation. It is the perception of inflation that contributes to the affordability crisis in the United States. We get some further insights today with a bit of a data dump coming out of the US. There is GDP data for the second quarter, which is revised. This is mainly about political bragging rights. The headline numbers are not likely to change that much from the initial data, but the headline numbers don't tell us much about the economy that most US households are actually experiencing. This is because the growth has become more focused, income inequality being a key factor here. GDP does not reflect the change in living standards for the overwhelming majority of US households. The personal consumer expenditure data and the deflator are the most important indicators, and July numbers will be released here. The US inflation story is likely to remain quite elevated on the headline numbers because of gasoline prices. The expectation has been that this number will come down quite quickly in the second half of the year, but the recent spate of tariffs raises questions around that. The US is apparently considering putting more pressure on domestic prices with yet another round of tariffs on consumers of Canadian product in retaliation for the Canadian response to earlier US tariffs. Consumer spending should still be supported by a willingness to use savings to offset stagnant or falling real incomes. This has been a common theme across developed economies. While the compulsion to consume may well be stronger in the US than in Europe, the resources to do so are not. Last year's tariffs in the States were met by cutting savings rates, which the rest of the world didn't have to do. That means that US consumers' ability to rely on savings adjustment is now more constrained than elsewhere, though it should still hold out for the remainder of this year. There are some central bank comments on the agenda today, but this is all fairly low-key stuff. Markets are likely to leave central bankers alone until the Jackson Hole summer camp kicks off on Friday. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.